Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 99.1, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Markets.
This is indeed Bloomberg Markets. Corey Johnson here in San Francisco, Carol Masser in Boston, in the news out of D.C. Well, Bloomberg News is breaking a story just now that says President Trump will indeed announce a withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. We're going to carry that announcement at the top of the hour, but sources familiar with the matter telling Bloomberg News that the president will indeed announce a withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord in his address in a half an hour.
We'll take people to the nation's capital a little bit later on. First up, though, let's get back to your top business stories and a look at trading. Charlie Pellett.
And we are looking at records, Carol Masser, right now. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing. And again, we will have President Trump for you live coming up in 28 minutes from now right here on Bloomberg Radio. And also we'll have more on that headline that Corey just gave us from Nathan Hager coming up in just under 10 minutes. The president, though, top of the hour, live here on Bloomberg Radio. Records today for U.S. equities. The dollar is strengthening. Treasury slipping as a spike in private hiring. Data bolsters optimism in the economy before tomorrow morning's jobs report. Crude oil is now trading lower, down 6 cents, $48.25, a drop there of 0.1%. Bank stocks, they are advancing. As for the outlook for the group, Gerard Cassidy is director of equity research at RBC Capital Markets.
We were all anticipating that the second quarter of 17, those results were going to be below second quarter of 2016, because as you recall, you had some very volatile markets with the Brexit vote at the end of June. But the market or the management teams did lower expectations further. I think that's now priced in.
GM sales down. Ford had a gain. Memorial Day deal making and discounting shipments to rental car companies, lending support to an industry running out of growth. Ford sales of cars and light trucks rose 2.3% in May. Deliveries to fleet customers carrying the company to a rare monthly victory over GM. S&P up 13 to 2425. That's a gain of 0.6%. The Dow up 112, up 0.5%. NASDAQ up 37, up 0.6%. Gold is down a 560 the ounce to 1269. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. Well, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.
Whenever you're near, I hear a
David Goulet joins us right now. He is the CEO of a company called Symphony, based here in the Bay Area, in Palo Alto, to be specific. A really interesting cloud-based messaging and collaboration company. David, just as a point of reference, what does Symphony do that wasn't done before?
Hi. Well, it is really securing the way people interact with each other in a way that in the previous instances of collaboration software, it wasn't possible. We are providing the end-to-end encryption technology to our customers' infrastructure where they own the data by owning the encryption keys. And by doing so, we protect their information from any potential attack. we also enable them to be compliant with all the regulations under which they operate. So we protect on one hand the confidentiality and the privacy of the information, and on the other hand, we help them to be compliant with the different regulations under which they operate.
What's different about what you're doing versus some other companies that are operating the cloud and concerned with protecting data as well?
I think the biggest difference lies in the fact that who owns the encryption keys. You know, in the traditional way, the way people secure the information is through procedural elements. So they provide data protection, they provide firewalls, they provide perimeter security, but the data that's been exchanged remains in clear. So if somebody manages to go behind the firewall and get access to information, then everything is available for them to read and then consume and do whatever they want with it. In the case of the way Symfony delivers it, even if somebody managed to get access to the information, well, they cannot process that unless they have the encryption key. So that's really where the difference lies. And we see more and more demand from many different information-based businesses, given all the cyber attacks that we see in the market, coming to Symfony and saying, look, you know, we need to find a way to secure our information. And the latest attack that has happened across all the different PCs really struck in this case.
It is interesting that the type of attack has changed in terms of ransomware becoming a dominant form of hacking. Has the delivery mechanism, has that changed as well into more messaging and other things?
It has. I mean, what the hackers do, they do social engineering, right? They are trying to get you to click on a link, which is going to go and install something that is going to exploit a known vulnerability in the operating system. So the best way to protect that is to create a sandbox where there is no possibility for the sandbox to leak information to the operating system so that a hacker can take control of that, like it happened in the I Wanna Cry bug. So the attacks are getting more and more sophisticated, and they are using the human's curiosity of clicking on a link that a friend of them have sent, and then from them something gets installed into your operating system, and one day, voila, it goes out and encrypts your data, for example. So you have to pay a ransom.
And full disclosure, your backers include kind of a who's who of Wall Street. We're talking about, and forgive me if I get any of the names wrong, but I think Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, BNY Mellon, BlackRock, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs. As I said, a who's who. And this is to really create a system so that financial firms can communicate securely with one another. And in essence, in full transparency, you guys would be competing with us and Reuters, or Thomson Reuters.
Well, clearly the desire of building a secure infrastructure is at the heart of Symfony. And the way that actually we are helping these customers and their customers is finding a way to create a common platform. Imagine that you are creating a highway, and you want this highway to carry different sort of cars and trucks, and you want to put whatever payload you want. And so we are information neutral. We are even workflow neutral in that regard. So even though there is an overlap between what Bloomberg does in terms of messaging or what Reuters does in terms of messaging within their information terminals, we are not an information service provider. We carry data that our customers want to exchange with each other, whether the data is a message saying hi or it's a structured object about a particular transaction that they are working on.
So it's also interesting that you've got so many messaging now containing so many apps and so much development around that. You see that particularly at Facebook and, of course, in Asian WeChat. Do you expect, that surely introduces a whole new type of a security risk?
Absolutely. So first of all, I think there is a natural trend to bring content into a messaging platform. So what WeChat is doing or what Facebook is trying to emulate is all about saying, look, there's an action going on between and among human beings, and why don't we bring transactional capabilities and content into this conversation, so people are closer to the decision that they are about to make. So that natural trend is pulling applications as part of the messaging platforms like WeChat. And obviously with that comes a risk. I think it becomes very, very important that the companies like WeChat, and in this case like Symfony, we create the right protection so that any application.
Thanks. We're going to jump. David Gurley, the CEO of Symfony. This is Bloomberg. This is Nathan Hager right now, who is looking at world and national news headlines for 99.1 Studios in Washington, D.C.
Well, you mentioned the red headline that just crossed moments ago, Corey. Trump said to announce withdrawal from Paris Climate Accord.
Water.
That is according to a person familiar with the decision, which the president is expected to announce in just about 20 minutes from the White House Rose Garden, 3 o'clock Wall Street time. You will hear it live on Bloomberg Radio. Even if the president does confirm this, Bloomberg government legislative analyst Adam Taylor says leaving Paris will take a while, and here's Adam now.
Under the terms of the agreement, no country can withdraw until the agreement's been in place for 3 years. And even then, if the U.S. files its notice on day one, where it's allowed to, it'll take 1 year from that date.
In fact, he says the earliest the U.S. could effect a withdrawal would be the day after Election Day 2020. Adam's got a primer on the Paris climate deal. You can find it at bgov.com. 1 week from today, former FBI Director James Comey will appear on Capitol Hill before the Senate Intelligence Committee to testify about Russian election interference. Senators want to know more about the Comey memo. Says President Trump tried to get him to drop his investigation into Michael Flynn's Russia ties.
Even though Trump likes to call these things witch hunts, as you know, this is a Republican and Democrat committee coming together, subpoenaing people, bringing out evidence, and doing a very methodical probe, starting small, and now it's going to get a lot bigger with this Comey hearing.
And Bloomberg News Senate reporter Stephen Dennis says they'd also like to hear at some point from President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Global news 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.